You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Stephanie Leffler, co-founder and CEO of OneSpace. OneSpace is a virtual workforce platform that brings businesses in need of scalable, on-demand talent together with freelancers seeking assignments that match their skill set. Stephanie, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm certainly pleased that you took a moment to be with us here today. So how did you come up with the idea that eventually became OneSpace?
Well, my partner and I were trying to build a large website that had lots of content, and we were really trying to structure that content into facts that could be searched and sorted and very well organized. And we were trying to do that for a huge amount of information, and realized that it was going to take a team of a couple of hundred people to be able to move at the pace that we wanted. And rather than hiring people, we decided to look out and find, see if we could find some freelancers who might be able to help us, because we knew that the project wasn't going to have sustained volume. We just needed a lot of work up front and then a little bit of work on an ongoing basis. And we came across a platform that Amazon has called Mechanical Turk. And Mechanical Turk was a way that freelancers could do micro tasks, so very small jobs in exchange for small payments. And we started to look at it and realized that Amazon put it out there and thought about it just like they thought about cloud computing. You know, if you need more volume at any given moment, if you need to burst, you absolutely can. And it was really interesting to think about labor framed up in the same way. And so we started to put work through the Mechanical Turk platform and saw something amazing, which is, you could put in 50,000 research requests for small facts about people, for instance, and within minutes you could get those answers back. But as we started to do this, we realized that it wasn't quite as easy as it looked on the surface, in that you had to quality control the work. You had to figure out, who these people are. Are they good at the job that you're giving them? How do you test and qualify people to do the work? How do you keep your workforce high quality on an ongoing basis? And how do you figure out how to incentivize people to perform well? So we realized that a lot of the same issues that exist within the traditional workforce existed in this completely new emerging workforce in the cloud. And so we started to build software to solve those problems. And that software eventually turned into OneSpace.
So interesting how companies get started, and congratulations on starting OneSpace. Now, tell us the biggest win in your business's history. Explain what it was, how it came about, and what it meant to your business.
Well, I think it's arguable that the biggest win in any business's history is accessing or getting your very first client who puts their trust in your system. I think that that's a major hurdle that almost any business has to cross. And I think that while there are so many meaningful milestones, for us, I think our very first client could be considered our biggest win. It was a large retailer who needed help organizing their product data and their product attributes, and they had a big relationship with Amazon, and Amazon actually sent them to us to use our software to get that work done. So it was one of those moments where we realized that what we thought was a good idea also had legs with others. I think outside of that, we've transitioned our business from a managed service model. After we started selling the OneSpace platform to customers, we initially started by providing them the service and really everything they needed to get work done through the platform. We would do it all for them. And about a year ago, we transitioned to having clients work directly in our platform, license our software, and we gave them all the tools they needed to execute this type of work themselves. And I think that was a big win for us as well. But you know, that first client milestone is one that really means something when you cross it.
Stephanie, what's the biggest risk that your business ever took?
Well, you know, I think that we take risks as entrepreneurs almost every day. I would say for us, moving from a service model or a managed service model to a software as a service model was a big risk. I heard from lots of people as we talked about making that move that many companies have tried and failed because the mentality and what it takes to be a great service company is completely different than what it takes to be a product company. And so I think that's, to me, that's the biggest risk that we've taken because it required every person on our team to do their job slightly differently. And we were successful as a service company. And we knew that by moving over to a software as a service model, that we would take a fairly substantial revenue hit because we'd have to terminate some of our largest customers' service contracts or at least scale them back so that we could focus on deploying and launching our software. And that is something that when you work hard to win clients and gain those deals, it's pretty tough to approach those clients and tell them that your model is changing. But I think the end result for us has been very positive in that we've retained those relationships with our clients and they have transitioned over to our new model and are happy and we have our software deployed and are now gaining new clients under the new model. But I think anytime you put your company through a shift that requires almost a wholesale mentality change, it's risky, no doubt about it. But for us, we felt it was the plan from the very beginning that we wanted to be a SaaS company. We just knew that we weren't totally confident in what the market needed when we first went out of the gates. And so we didn't want to put software in people's hands that we knew would heavily change. Once you give people software, they really latch onto it and they make it part of their workflow. And when you make changes to that, it's really disruptive. And so we felt that we needed to do more learning before we were ready to put a software product in people's hands. So while it was a risk, it was the plan all along. And fortunately, it went all right.
You've got to be awfully proud of what you've created here through One Space. I know every businesses have the challenges, but you've done very well overcoming those as well. Today, we are joined by Stephanie Loeffler, the co-founder and CEO of One Space, a virtual workforce platform that brings businesses in need of scalable, on-demand talent together with freelancers seeking assignments that match their skill sets here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. After conducting business online for nearly 20 years, one thing is certain: your online appearance is so important. Design Crowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs, startups, small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers around the world. Design Crowd has over 550,000 designers ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com/network for our special $100 VIP offer for our listeners, or simply enter the discount code network when posting a project on Design Crowd. Again, that is design, DESIGN, crowd, CROWD.com/network. Network, NETWORK. Stephanie, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned as an entrepreneur?
You know, it's interesting. I get asked that question a lot, and I feel like I learn new lessons every day. So I don't know if there's one that stands out as the biggest, but I'll tell you of a couple that are top of mind that have been very impactful. But the one I'd point out to listeners is about aligning the company vision and the day-to-day actions of your team. What I mean by that is sometimes as entrepreneurs, I think we talk to the company about our vision, we talk to the company about what we're trying to do, and it's really easy to make an assumption that everybody on the team understands how their day-to-day job impacts the greater success of the company. But I think for some people, that connection isn't as clear as we might think as entrepreneurs. And so I think the biggest thing is, regardless of how large or small a company is, I would recommend outlining, you know, 3 to 5 big company level annual goals and cascading your planning down from there. So take those big goals and kind of subdivide them into the key results that you're trying to achieve, and then break the projects out that your team is working on and sort of organize them under those key results. And I think if you do that, it helps everybody understand how their day-to-day actions tie to the big picture and the company goals. And I think you have to talk about that, reiterate it, and focus on it more than probably any entrepreneur realizes, to make sure that your team is always behind you and all the oars are rowing kind of on the same timing. It's definitely critical to gain momentum and move as fast as we need to in this space.
I understand that this is your second entrepreneurial venture. How is it different this time around?
You know, it's really interesting. I don't think anybody prepared me. You know, I think as we thought about starting this second venture, the biggest thing I heard from people was, hey, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to be successful twice. You know, it's one thing to have a successful outcome with one company, but to do that again is really hard. And, you know, I would say what I was not prepared for is what it's like to have kind of a higher bar from the start. So with my first company, it's called Monster Commerce, you know, everything that happened that was good was, it felt like a huge win. You know, if we acquired a couple of new clients in a week, it was a win. If we launched a new website, it was a win. It didn't really matter how long it take. There was no relative bar. And so everything was exciting. And with OneSpace, the biggest challenge for me was the comparison. So, you know, in the beginning, we may have, you know, done our first $1 million in revenue. Well, if you're always comparing it to something else, the first $1 million in revenue might not feel like a win if your first venture was many times that. But the reality is that every venture has to get to their first $1 million, and it is a win. And so I think it was kind of like that in so many different areas of the business that it lets you, it makes you focus on the negative and where you're not good enough, as opposed to focusing on what is exciting and where you are winning and where you are good enough. And so I wasn't prepared for it, and it was difficult for a couple of years until I gained some clarity that, hey, you know, you have to think about this just like any new venture. It's going to have highs and lows, and you have to be excited about the wins and not be making this constant comparison. And I think it's really important because, you know, you're, as a leader, everybody is looking to you and, you know, is going to latch on to your outlook and how positive you are about the business. And if you're constantly making comparisons to a previous venture, and you know, you're not as excited as you should be, I don't think it helps the team. But fortunately, I've got clarity on that and have really changed my outlook. And and OneSpace also is growing, and we're accomplishing our goals. So maybe that's part of it too. But I think for anybody who's thinking about doing it again, it's really important to try to get your head screwed on straight and remember that, you know, each venture is its own thing, and you can't really make comparisons and judge performance based on the past.
Good stuff right there. Thanks so much, Stephanie. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for business owners or executives out there tuning in?
I think just the biggest one is just keep persevering. I think it's really, you hear that advice all the time in entrepreneurial communities when they say, hey, what's the one trait that's made you successful? But I think that the key is just not giving up. That's the thing that differentiates, in my opinion, the greatest entrepreneurs from everybody else. There's a book called The Hard Thing About Hard Things, which is one of my favorites. And I'd say if anybody is listening to this and is an entrepreneur or even an executive and you know, it's just, it makes you, that book is your friend. It makes you realize that you're not the only one thinking the things you're thinking and dealing with the issues that you are. So I'd say that would be probably the best tip, would be to read that book and internalize it.
Well, Stephanie, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Really a lot of rich information shared here today. We can't thank you enough for that. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on OneSpace, and how could they also be in touch as needed?
Sure. So just visit our website, which is onespace.com, onespace.com. And if you're a company who's interested in learning more about how you can use the platform, that's the perfect place to go. Also, if you're somebody who's interested in signing up to be a freelancer on OneSpace, you can access the same website, and there's a link on there for people who are interested in working on the platform.
Good enough. Stephanie, again, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.
And that sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with Stephanie Loeffler, the co-founder and CEO of OneSpace, a virtual workforce platform that brings businesses in need of scalable on-demand talent together with freelancers seeking assignments that match their skill sets. And for all the details, visit onespace.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.